welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today. And as I was preparing my heart to do this broadcast, what the Lord placed on my heart is there are many that are listening that are going through a time of great change, change that you're actually going through now, or perhaps some of you will be experiencing that change. And change is always very difficult for us. But what does the Word say? The Word assures us that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. I believe God predetermines the seasons of our lives. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to get, a time to loose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away." Beloved, regardless of the changes that you might be experiencing right now in your life, or those difficult times of trial and uncertainty, we can be confident that our Savior is jealously watching over our lives, and He's going to bring forth His perfect plan for our lives. My heart has really been burdened for the needs of God's people. I've been praying for UCM partners, and I do want to share a message with you. But before that, I would just like to pray, and I want the Lord to minister to you personally before we go into the Word. Father, Lord, I thank you for the privilege we have to come before your throne of grace, to find that grace and that help that we need in that time of need and distress and trial. Thank you, Lord, that you were with us. And Lord, I'm praying for those who need your divine strengthening, who need healing in their bodies, who need healing in their minds. Lord, that their spirits would be calm, their souls would be at rest. Lord, you are the author of peace. And so, Father, I speak shalom, that total peace and well-being to your people, your beloved right now, that need your strength. Touch them now, Lord, and minister to them. And Lord, give them that courage, that faith and hope that they need to realize, Lord, they can get through what they're going through and experiencing right now, that you are with them and that your love never fails. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, let my words fall on your ears softly and tenderly like dew upon the earth. Listen to me and discover a new song of praise that I would give you to sing. Look to me, my beloved. Look with eyes that see beyond the natural realm. Hear with ears attuned to my still small voice. Come, see, hear and taste of the goodness of the Lord. Mercy and blessing belong to me. I have shown mercy to you. I have comforted you. I myself have brought you to this day and to this hour. That which you have asked of me have I heard. Even now it is in process and coming to pass. Doubt not that I would withhold any good thing from you. My written word shall be unveiled to your heart in a depth, a power, and a glory such as you've not thought possible. Prepare yourself for a walk with me that will be a daily spiritual adventure. Daily do I desire to open the beauty of my word to you, to share my heart, and to reveal hidden mysteries that are available to my people. Even now, as you hear these words that I speak by the Spirit, as you embrace them to your heart and mind, you will know that I'm right there beside you. You will know that I've called you anew and afresh to open the storehouse of my blessing and to give you such a portion of faith that nothing will be impossible to you. You are being made ready to receive from your God that which is spoken of in my word. I've seen the hour of battle and the time of testing, and that burden that seems rooted in iron and would not move. Lo, it is not so, for with me all things are possible. Your need is my call. Come, talk to me. Talk to me in need and when all is well, for I desire your fellowship. And as you follow me with your whole heart, you will not be ashamed, says your God. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lord, I ask you now to anoint your word. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry, which is ongoing. Lord, let us receive the words of life. Lord, the words that your Spirit speaks, the words of your word that teach us, Lord, and lead us in the way everlasting. Thank you for it, Lord. Well, I'd like to share with you a message about living the life of the Spirit. We know the Word tells us to do that, but exactly what does that mean? How do we go about it? Sometimes as we look back at our lives, the things we've done, we have to admit that many times we've defeated ourselves because of the hang-ups that we've had, which in many cases have no basis in fact. And what we need to do is just to stop for a moment and realize that we have been created a new spiritual being and that we need to begin to act that way, believe that way, first of all, and then begin by faith to say, Lord, He doesn't require anything that is too hard for us or too difficult or impossible for us to achieve. Isn't that right? Because if He did, that would be unjust, unfair of Him. But I believe the ways of the Lord are exceedingly simple, and I believe sometimes preachers have made it so difficult. God is love. He's a loving God. That's why He sent Jesus in the world. He doesn't want men to die and go to hell. He wants relationship with that epitome of His creation, mankind, which He created in His own image and likeness. And so, beloved, you and I, we need to stop defeating ourselves so that we can enjoy the maximum strength and fellowship and joy and peace and power that is ours in Jesus Christ. You know, it's not easy to live in today's world. There's so many things we have to face daily, so many negative stimuli, but we have or should have control of our situations so that the things that confront us don't defeat us, don't affect us. Yes, we have to deal with them, but we can deal with them in the power of the Spirit and by the Word of God. And I truly believe that living the life of the Spirit will enable you to submit yourself to God and will allow you to exercise the power of the Spirit when your adversary, the enemy of your soul, comes in like a flood. Even those things that we face in our everyday life that are just, well, just a natural part of living, but inevitably they can tend to wear us down or impinge on us. I believe that we can get through even those things. We can have the power to live a joy-filled, peaceful life regardless of what we face. And through the power of the Spirit, I believe we'll have that kind of victory. I believe living that life of the Spirit that the Word talks about is truly a victorious life that can catapult us into a new realm of communion with God. And I use that word catapult because it means in part to move quickly, to leap. And aren't you tired of wasting time? You know, I'm just tired about reading about the good things we can have as Christians. I don't know about you. I want to start experiencing it. I want to start living and realizing life to the full. And I believe that's your heart's desire too. I believe that's why God had you tune into the broadcast, because you want all the Lord has for you. You know, if things aren't going well in our lives, we can find the answer to that problem by looking in the Word of God. And if that particular problem, if God's Word doesn't speak directly to that individual situation, He certainly does give us the principle, and He sets the precedent to obtain the victory. That's the important thing. You know, the Word of God is very precious to us, but the Word of God, as precious as it is simply meant to convey in terms and in ways we can understand, which would the very principles and spiritual forces, spiritual laws, I guess you can say, that God has set in place to govern the universe. You can't contraband those laws that God has set in motion spiritually or even naturally. One example I use is gravity. I mean, you can't defy gravity. It is in operation. It will be until the Lord, and if the Lord changes it. Praise God. And so, if you're not happy with the way things are going in your life, then perhaps we might all want to do some good self-examination. Socrates said that the unexamined life is not worth living. And more importantly, the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:28, "But let a man examine himself." Paul was speaking to the Corinthian church, and he said again in 2 Corinthians 13:5, this is the Amplified translation I'm reading, "Examine and test and evaluate your own selves to see whether you are holding to your faith and showing the proper fruits of it. Test and prove yourselves. Now, Christ, do you not yourselves realize and know thoroughly as an ever-increasing experience that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are counterfeits, disapproved on trial, and rejected?" Beloved, we often need to recognize that we got ourselves into the mess we're in, and then we can do something about changing it through the strength and the power of Jesus who lives in us. Amen. Well, my time has come to a conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to an end. Thank you for joining me, and we're just going to take up tomorrow at this same point. Thank you for listening. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.